Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And we go across the country this via NERS, National News Radio Service. So a big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. And you can have your say here by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight into it. So I'm going to have a yarn with Professor Martin Van Kranendonk, School of Biological, Earth and Environment Science, University of New South Wales, Sydney. And just have comment on the earthquake, Syria and Turkey, and the effect it's having on our brothers and sisters over the way. You there, Professor Martin? How are you?
Yes, I am. Hello, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based? Are you in New South Wales?
That's right. I'm in Sydney, New South Wales, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, condolences to our brothers and sisters, Turkey, in regards to the earthquake. And sad, we just had another earthquake just recently. Just paint the picture where we're at and how we can help.
Listen, that's an absolutely terrible situation, isn't it? So many people have been affected over such a big area. It's just a horror show, isn't it? It's the worst possible scenario.
Well, we're talking 40,000 dead, are we?
Yeah, I think it's over 45,000, and it's still going up. I mean, you know, those images we've seen of those buildings that have been, you know, collapsed and rubble, it's just digging the bodies out, and, oh, it's just endless.
And so with the other one that happened, was it just last night, the second earthquake?
Yeah, that's right. It's actually the, it's the third one. There were two really big ones. There have been a number of smaller aftershocks, but this was, again, a relatively large earthquake announced just last night. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that area where all those millions of people live is a very tectonically active zone. It sits within the Alpine Himalaya mountain chain, which is a geological feature that stretches for thousands of kilometers.
Yes.
And it's where, you know, Africa is pushing north into Eurasia and creating mountains, and in doing so makes these faults. So that area is a very mountainous terrain, and it's in a very complicated zone where there's lots of faulting, and it's right on one of the big faults known as the East Anatolia Fault Structure that's been active for an extremely long time. And unfortunately, you know, when the stress builds up from those moving plates, it gets released, and when it does, it's catastrophic.
And look, the so they live in virtually in an earthquake prone area. They've had earthquakes before, but this is big time, isn't it?
Yeah, this is big time. And so, you know, there are historical earthquakes going back already thousands of years.
Yes.
But as the population density increases and the buildings get larger, they become more susceptible to being damaged. And so more and more people are at risk under the conditions of, you know, the buildings that we've got in those areas. And so, you know, some countries are very fortunate that they don't have much geological activity, like Australia, for example. We're relatively quiet, and so it's a safe place to live.
Sure.
But in those areas where there's lots of faulting, you just have to be able to build those structures in a way that will prevent them from collapsing, as we've seen. And unfortunately, that hasn't been the case.
And when we're talking Turkey, other countries have been affected by the earthquake thereafter?
Well, we know that immediately to the south, their neighbor, Syria, has also been very strongly affected. And they sort of straddle right through the boundary of those two countries is pretty much where the fault lies. So that that effect of the faulting was felt right across that border. And, yeah, you know, once the problem is in those zones that once the stress is released in a big earthquake, it causes weakness in all the other surrounding structures. And so when one earthquake pops, it often releases stress in other areas because there's been this shifting and jostling of these rigid plates. And so when one moves, the others are going to move. And so, you know, these aftershocks and some of these larger earthquakes are a function of that kind of process, unfortunately.
And look, just below Turkey, we have the Mediterranean Sea, and then above that, we have the Black Sea. Any effects regarding water, or can we talk tsunami?
No, luckily, we're not worried about that in that particular scenario.
Okay.
typically you need to have the earthquake form pretty close or underneath the water basin, because the force of the energy of the earthquake needs to actually move the body of water.
Okay.
And when the earthquakes are so far inland, that that energy doesn't really transmit into the water body very effectively. So, you know, the last really big ones we saw were the Japanese earthquake and then also this eruption of the huge volcano in Tonga. Massive amounts of energy affecting the entire ocean body causes mm-hmm. waves to travel big distances, and then when they wash up on the shoreline, it can be pretty devastating. But in this case, no, we're not worried about tsunamis there.
And look, of course, above the Black Sea, we have Ukraine. There's a war going on there with Russia. What is globally, what are we doing in regarding supporting Turkey in this situation?
Listen, there are a large number of aid agencies that have, landed on the ground and are providing support. And, obviously we urge everyone to donate to relief funds for those efforts. It's a huge international effort. I think people from all different countries around the world have gone to try and help with that situation. Clearly, the need is that it's in the middle of winter there, so it's very cold.
Okay, yes.
And there are millions of people without their houses anymore, and they're literally out on the streets surviving in sub-zero freezing conditions.
Wow.
So blankets, emergency equipment.
Children, food, elderly, food, of course, got to deal with the extremity of the coldness, of course, yes.
All parts of society are affected there. It's a huge, huge tragedy, yeah.
And Professor, they've got to be outdoors because of the fact that you can't stay in the buildings, especially high-rises.
Well, the buildings are no longer there. Like,
yes.
In most cases, those buildings have entirely collapsed. Whole blocks have absolutely disappeared. So there are many tens of thousands, if not millions of people who are displaced with no buildings to go to. So, they're setting up, emergency camps and shelters. But the fact is that there are people living outdoors in sub-zero conditions.
Is there talk about transporting people out of the area to other countries if need be?
Now, listen, Trevor, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
I know that there's aid coming from countries around the world.
Mm.
Syria particularly is very difficult to get to because there's an ongoing war and conflict with their own government in that part of the world. So
They're
under extreme duress from not just the natural disasters, but also the man-made disaster of war.
Yes.
Up in Turkey, it's a much bigger country, and there may be the possibility of housing people outside of the affected zones. But I've not been in touch with people on the ground there.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for shedding some light on this, and condolences and thoughts and prayers going out to the people in Turkey and Syria. But thank you for your yarn, Professor. All the best to you. You take care, and we'll yarn soon.
My pleasure, Trevor. Good of you to cover it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There is a beautiful yarn there with Professor Martin van Krendendonk, School of Biological, Earth and Environment Science, University of New South Wales, Sydney, and just talking about the situation over in Syria and Turkey after the earthquake, and of course another one last night, so there's three earthquakes in the last month or so, and 40,000 people have already passed, and look, not very good at all. Mother Nature is speaking, and in cold weathers as well, and families are outside virtually working with the cold weather, trying the best that they can, and looking after elderly and as well as children. And so there it is, the man who complained he had no shoes till he met a man who had no feet. So that's what it's all about, to be very, love your life and the life that you live in, and people in your life and what's happening in your life. You think you're a problem, people in worse situations. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Let's talk about love. Let's talk about life. Talk about change. Talk about us. Talk about fights. Talk about things nobody does. Oh, let's talk about love. I need a late night conversations to our daylight complications. I need
Let's talk about fights. Let's talk about things that nobody does. Let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love. Let's talk about life. Talk about change. Talk about us. Let's talk about fights. Talk about things that nobody does. Yeah, 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 yeah. Love.
Let's talk about love.
I heard from you. You don't check up as much as you used to. It may be easy to turn it off for you, but it ain't for me. It just ain't what I'm used to. I guess you don't love me no more. Guess that's okay. I wish that you wish that I would just stay, but I guess you had other plans. I guess that's okay. I heard from you. You make it look easy to forget everything that I'm used to. So hard to resist, forget you exist. I guess that just ain't what I'm used to. I guess I don't love you no more. Guess that's okay. I wish that you wish that I would just stay, but I guess I had other plans. I guess that's okay. I wish that I wish that I wish you away. Forget what I'm used to. Wish you never stole my heart. I'm back to the start. I guess this just ain't what I'm used to. I guess this just ain't what I'm used to.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Just phone up one love.
the known one. Go ahead and tell my enemies I'm ready, steady, trying to find a way to buy a dozen acres. Yeah. Every night I lie awake in search of something greater. All my haters, they ain't nothing but a bunch of fakers. And they just want to see me fall, tell them all to save it. Don't wait, if you hesitant, I'ma go ahead and take it. Move, mate, bet you wishing that you didn't miss it, but it's too late. Top spot, we got it covered like a toupee. Yeah, that mean you under me, homie, so have my shoes taste. Okay, let's get the business. Everybody wanna get comfy until the gear shift. And everybody on my team fearless. Baby, on the way, no more waiting, I gotta get this. So tell my man I gotta give me a minute with this shit. I guarantee we be popping. Got this shit locked in the pocket. On the spree, we be shopping. Whatever we need, I ain't stopping till the day I can cop it. I'm on it. Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Tell them get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Now they wanna call and talk a minute, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers reppin' no one. Get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers reppin' no one. Go ahead and tell my enemies.
Saying evil apples, bad seeds and fake D's. Staying on one, knowing network and ECB. We're the showstoppers, have knots and palm trees. Fuck up road copper, breaking rules and locking me up. Let's get your G'd up, cold nuts in the heat up. Slow hop when they eat up, low life try to beat us. This for Kalia, my son and my mama see to your daddy. You bet the back out shows, hitting the arenas.
Yo, see, I was saving this and now they want it. Kiss my goodbye in case I don't come back to make this concert. I stay wide open, devil's out there, bitch, I'm staying from it. They say I lost it, fuck, we'll see you ends up in that forest. Shit, I'm ticking boxes off this fucking list. Man, they don't know who they was off with, I'm jumping this. See, I be dipping through my city, bitch, get buckled in. So JK Bruzzy, this shit lovely, how we have some chips.
They know who be running shit, ECB, our brothers from the south, you know we got it locked. Made a trip to SYD and set it up like Molotovs. Talk to my people if you looking for a proper boss. We got what you need and in the scene we steady popping off. Back then I swear they were acting like we ain't exist, but we cooked up some hits and showed them what the flavor is. So miss me with that hate and spin this for your neighbor's kids. They can all agree like JK47 made for this.
Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Tell them get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Now they wanna call and talk a minute, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers reppin' no one. Get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers reppin' no one. Go ahead and tell my enemies I'm ready.
Too Deadly, my welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. This is I, Trevor Tim, 2012, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. That's BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you say Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page or BBM 987 FM. I'm going to catch up with, who we got? Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
How you going, brother?
Good. We on, are we, mate?
We are on, yes. Go ahead. What you and Jan about?
Yeah, Happy New Year, and to Selwyn too. I've had a long break from radio.
Your car back on the road?
No.
Still not. Foot falcon at the moment, eh, brother?
Yeah. I really wanted... I've been listening to the show every day, and...
Thank you.
The first thing you said at the end of the year is come out with your guns blazing, and I've been sitting here with all the ammunition prepared to the credibility. I've been on the show for over 20 years, eh?
Yeah, brother, beautiful. Thank you. Loyal listener. And add to the conversations. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to get to the nitty-gritty of the attack on the Yindinji Art Gallery up in Mount Malloy. Mm-hmm. I had a really unwell wife darling there for a long time, which kept my hands full, and since she passed, I've been able to get out all the documents and correspondence I had with the government, the Queensland Anti-Discrimination and the Criminal Justice Commission. And I have all these letters dating back to 1993. It's a 30-year-old anniversary this year, and it's something from which we never fully recovered. Mm. And to communicate better, there was one really good newspaper article that sort of covered it, and I'd like to read out the date and the name of that paper so that people...
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. It was the Sunday Mail on April the 14th, 1996, page 43. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to look that up? There's a little outline there. And it's about the attack on the art gallery. And the bottom line, it said, a policeman in Mount Molloy said he didn't know anything about the Gibbs case and hadn't noticed any discriminatory behaviour in the area. This is the bottom line. Now, I want to read out a couple of bottom lines of two letters from the government.
Yep. Go ahead.
I communicated for 5 or 6. They're like, yeah. The first one was in 1993. I communicated by writing for 3 or 4 years of the government. From the Labor Party, I've been informed by a member of the staff relating to the closure of the gallery at Mount Molloy. It was rioted against. I know you have taken up your allegations with the Queensland Criminal Justice Commission and the Queensland Anti-Discrimination Commission. This is the correct course. I am, of course, very concerned of any acts of discrimination against Aboriginal Australian or their business. However, I, nor the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission, ATSIC, have the necessary resources to investigate serious allegations, particularly when these may involve criminal actions. So that was the response from the government, and we decided to start driving to Canberra. We had to evacuate and become refugees, and we ended up living in the car for 20 years. And we had 3 trips down there, and the second one, it says, it's from the Anti-Discrimination Commission. It says, I acknowledge, as I have on previous occasions, that this incident would have been extraordinarily distressing to you and your family. We are unable to take the complaint any further in the absence of any evidence which would bring this matter into scope of the legislation administered by the Commission. Although the incident you describe was obviously of a racist nature, and quite shocking. However, I must advise that no further action will be taken on this complaint. That's the second letter. What I'm trying to prove is the institutional racism, to rectify systematic, and these are all the government responses that systematically say we can't do nothing. Now, what happened was that there was a lineup in front of the place and we were terrorised. And there is a soundtrack you're aware of, and Donna says that herself. Mm. And I have a mint copy of that tape. And what happened was they were all arrested and then they were released. And then there was a committal hearing, what we call the kangaroo court. And then the second crime against us, when is a crime against you like that? You're terrorised on the frontier, still part of the frontier wars in modern times. You have to evacuate, get out. And then when I'll just read the bottom line of the last letter from the Criminal Justice Commission. Mm-hmm. Now, because she's been sick for so long, I haven't been able to do anything about this. Firstly, the relevant court does have the power to order compensation in appropriate cases. However, if you wish to pursue this matter, you should obtain independent legal advice. But this is the last one. Secondly, the Queensland Police Service made a decision to charge the individuals concerned with burglary. the charge reading that on the 28th day of November 1993 at Mount Molloy in the state of Queensland, you broke and entered the dwelling house of Anthony Gibbs, sorry, he doesn't mention Donna, with intent to commit an indictable offence there in the night time. Such a charge may in fact contemplate the situation in which the indictable offence intended is an unlawful assault. In this regard, I note that the indictable offence is not specified in the charge. Therefore, you may wish to speak directly to the police, responsible for charging these individuals to clarify this matter. So that's the bottom line of the Criminal Justice Commission noticed that there's irregularities and rioting has never been tested in law, and they were charged with burglary. But we're in a place, an old bakery on the bakery, and the back door's being split by mob. Now, when it's covered up and you have a crime done against you and you've lost your house and business, it'd be terrible. When the police cover it up, it was a second crime against you.
Yeah, exactly. A double whammy.
A double whammy. And we truly were, we had to go get an emergency flat, and then we sort of went to the land and lived in the truck and up and down the Canberra, and it destroyed our lives. So I'm just trying to add credibility to why I first come on years ago, was to try and get some justice for this.
Sure.
Because all her work, which I'm still in control of, was made to go on the land, the promised lands, you know, native title, which isn't possible. So there's life in vain. So all guns blazing, man, I want to sue everybody except for the CJ. They wasted our lives. So many departments. And I hope I've made sense with everything there today, what I've said.
Yeah, no, beautiful. And you're sharing with us in regard to the newspaper.
Hello.
You there? Can you hear me? Tony? No. Sorry, Tony, I can hear you. You couldn't hear me at the end there. But thank you for sharing. And like I said, reading from the newspaper back in 96, 97, and just shedding light on how you were treated and in regard to taking the fight from Mount Molloy all the way to Canberra. And, you know, like I said, just sharing that with us and talking about the justice system. So here it is, 21st century, 2023. Has it changed? You know, so that's what the question that lies in front there. But thank you, Tony. But call back and continue that yarn if you like. Your daily program here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Have your say. Going back to Tony Gibbs here. Tony, you there, mate?
Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Yeah, lost you. At the end there, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. But like I said, thank you for sharing. And you're just talking about your fight. There it is in Mount Molloy. Took it all the way to Canberra. And here, 20 years later, in that fight, you know, and it's talking about the justice system. And here we are in the 21st century. Has it changed? Is probably the question that's on the table, yeah?
Well, it hasn't changed at all. And the news today is, you know, like I've come on for years and got sidetracked into things instead of concentrating on that, but I had a sick love there, you know. And things haven't changed. I hear the news today is that Queensland has refused, the United Nations has stopped even trying to come to Queensland to check out the prisons.
Yeah, the inhumane treatment of prisoners. And twice they've been, weren't allowed, you know, so... It just shows, are they hiding something, you know?
This is Queensland.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
The rest of Australia, this is far north Queensland.
Exactly.
And this is a long-time crime up here that everybody knows about. There's no justice. A lot of people up here know Randonna's story. What happened to us and how nothing's been done for 30 years. It was 1993, 2023 now. That's 30 years you suffer and the stress and the anger inside, you know, it should be Radio Rambo, but I'm not going off.
No, no, no. But if you've got nothing to hide, let them in and check out your services.
Open and honest, and I'm really grateful that the Criminal Justice Commission seemed to be backing up what I said. There's been a cover-up.
If the shoe fits, if the shoe fits, brother.
So, you know, she made all this hard to be on the land, and it's still just sitting here in a housing flat, you know, and it's just a really disgrace to the whole country. Mm. It's North Queensland, it's a different place. We're more south than the deep south in America, and we're more west than the Wild West, and just under the surface. And this happened up into Maribyrnong when it was One Nation, and there's Lotus Glen Prison up there.
Yes.
And as Donna says on her soundtrack there, she was amazed when she went in there, there was all the wanted posters on the wall. She said, look, family groups, pictures, this is a hellhole just under the surface, and people are murdered by stealth, you know, if not by any other reason, by breaking spirit and genocide, which is, you know, the planned destruction of groups of people. And this is North Queensland, and you know, I'm sitting here on the bones of my ass, broken car. I have neurodermatitis from stress, and I really am going to have to get legal aid. We have sponsors and things going. But there's about five or six different cases, and I've been so busy looking after them. My mate and her illness, that now I've had time to pull out the paperwork and prove my credibility.
Yep, still fighting a good fight, my brother. And thank you for using this vehicle to get it off your chest and talk to somebody about it, brother. I'm glad we're here for you.
Yeah, thanks to Trev, and I'll comment more. But I was waiting for everybody to get back into Parliament so that they can't say, well, no, they have been told today there is a severe, not every severe case is murder and things. And I heard yesterday that the police are on the way to India to bring that fella back over to Toya, which is progress in that case.
Yeah.
But there's other unfinished business here in North Queensland.
Yeah, well, across the nation, brother. Across the nation, but it would be, bro.
Yeah, okay, good to talk to you, Trevor.
You too, Tony. Thank you, my brother.
Okay.
Take care. Tony Gibbs having his say and talking about his situation, and uses this vehicle, National Talk Black, to get it off his chest. And fantastic, you can do the same as well on your daily program here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up a yarn very soon with Professor Reuben Bolt from Darwin University.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Okay, an MOU, a First Nations game changer in East Arnhem Land. We're talking about a new Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between Charles Darwin University, CDU, and the Yothu Yindi Foundation, YYF. It's expected to be a game changer for First Nation people in East Arnhem Land. And with that, we're going to talk to Professor Reuben Bolt, Deputy Vice Chancellor of First Nation Leadership at Charles Darwin University, about this MOU. A very good morning, Professor. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations, the MOU with the YYF, Yothu Yindi Foundation. To me, I'm talking about it seems to be a beautiful, solid bridge being built here in relationship working with the Charles Darwin University and the YYF.
Yeah, look, it is. We've been working with the Yothu Yindi Foundation for several years now. Obviously, they run the Garma Festival, so we've been involved in that. But this MOU really is the basis for how we continue to genuinely engage as we move forward. And it has to be based on mutual benefit.
Yes.
and also a really a deep understanding of the issues at the local level. And I think that's where the Yothu Indie Foundation is in the ideal position, because there's many different clan groups that are in East Arnhem, and you know, if we want to engage sensitively and appropriately, we need to be able to build those relationships, and that's what this MOU does.
Fantastic, and it's a great platform as well for the people in the with Yothu Indie Foundation and the traditional owners, a pathway to further education as well.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I mean, some of the key challenges, particularly in remote communities in the NT, is around, you know, remoteness, so the long distances to travel, the cost of living, so fresh food even, fuel, internet access, so that remoteness is a real issue. But there's also issues around language, and, you know, some of our First Nations communities are speaking third, fourth or fifth languages. So that's not an easy thing to do when you consider you're trying to learn in a Western environment within the university. Most of our students are mature aged as well.
Yes.
And then you've got the issues around lower levels of literacy and numeracy.
And the opportunity of, you know, the old saying, success breeds success, when you have First Nation people from the community who are succeeding in the, you could say, white man's world in regarding the education, then they come back and there's the pathway, success breeds success, yes?
Yeah, that's right. Look, and I think if we can really draw on that, because the role model, I think, actually makes a big difference. We delivered a honorary doctorate on country, not last year, but the year before.
Yes.
And the number of community members that came to witness those honorary doctorates get to see some of their community members, some of their elders, that are already well-respected knowledge holders, but are actually being recognised in a Western system as well as having, you know, deep knowledge on those on a particular topic. So I think the role model is very, very important, and if we're going to be able to make a difference, it's really going to be about it being community-led. I think that's why that co-design piece is so important.
Yeah, yeah, so true. Looking at Yothu Indie Foundation, is it made up of board of directors? How's their set up?
Yeah, look, there is a board of directors, and we had the signing last week, so the Vice-Chancellor, and the chair of the Yothu Indie Foundation signed, and I was the witness, and so was the CEO of the Yothu Indie Foundation as well. So, but many of the board members were there to witness the signing. They had some of the school kids come along to be there as well. And I mean, look, it's just a really good initiative. There's lots of work to do,
of course,
in the future. There's no doubt about that.
But it's a solid foundation, isn't it? An MOU. It's and you cannot build an empire on sand. So we're talking about a strong foundation, a strong, solid foundation, which is great for both parties.
Yeah, it is. And look, I think CDU has a clear role in the Northern Territory to develop the Aboriginal workforce.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. And if we can do that in much more effectively by working closely with traditional owners and, you know, organisations like the Yothu Indie Foundation, it can only get stronger.
And let's talk about when you have First Nation people coming from the community to Darwin to start their studies, whatever. What's the setup in regarding their transport and their accommodation and meals and what have you?
Yeah, so CDU is actually dual sector.
Yes.
So we deliver vet training as well as higher education, degree education. But also we have a range of programs, including the Away From Base program, which any student that needs to travel from anywhere in Australia, if they need to travel for university purposes, say for a block or a placement, or they need to you know, travel for a compulsory part of their course, then the AFB program will cover that. So that will be all their travel, it will be food, and it will be accommodation. You know, we have a range of other programs as well through the ISSP, Indigenous Student Success Program, where we have tutoring. So students are eligible for 2 hours of tutoring per subject they study. So if they study four subjects in one semester, they will get 8 hours of tutoring for that week.
Fantastic.
Every week,
so. Fantastic. Strong foundation. Yeah. And like you said, the MOU just solidifies that relationship. So thank you very much for sharing and congratulations. And also a big shout out there to the Yothu Yindi Foundation as well. It is a team effort. And look, we'll yarn soon, Professor Rubin. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there. Professor Rubin Bolt, Deputy Vice Chancellor, First Nation Leadership at Charles Darwin University. And we're talking about the MOU, a First Nations Game Changer in Eastern Arnhem Land. And that's a new memorandum of understanding between Charles Darwin University and the Yothu Yindi Foundation, YYF. Is expected the game changer for the First Nations people in Eastern Arnhem Land. MOU co-signed. Just recently with the CDU Vice Chancellor, Professor Scott Bowman, and the YYF Yothu Yindi Foundation Chair, that's Jawa Yokopingu, and in Nullarbor lands, aims to better support Aboriginal communities and customise education, training, research and leadership opportunities for the region. Too deadly. Fantastic. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for allowing us to be on the program and on the airwaves. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And Yarn Up with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly.
Remember like one day, you have to check this one out. When the rain is pouring down, pretty gama, you're the one I'm thinking of. And you got me wondering if I'm on your mind, just as much as you are on mine. You got me wishing.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, going to have a chat with someone online. Very good morning, my brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. you and Tony there saying nothing's changed in the 21st century. Mm. But I might be drawing a long bow, but attitude, yeah, it's the same. they bought Captain Cook statue.
Yes. For $1, going to Mount Molloy.
But I'll do a please explain, brother.
Yeah.
Country Coppers. That tall man documentary about Chris Haley, you know, the Corumba white fellow they scattered about him, and and what happened to that palm that bugged me dead. He went down to Gold Coast and he created a toxic environment for the Gold Coast coppers there too, because he assaulted a white police officer, and there was two other ones where he was charged for two other white fellows, so it wasn't just the black ones, but they had egg on their face there.
Exactly.
The white ones of Corumba that sort of sunshine out, you know, where. And brother, on Mount Molloy, I think attitude, we are. I think the people of a little country town, they have a lot of. They can make an impression on the coppers, wherever the coppers are in the little country town.
Mm.
But, you know, Mount Molloy, where they got the Captain Cook, make lemonade out of lemonade, brother. Any black ones going up. Brother, you could put your own little caption in there, or even a T-shirt, and say that we discovered that. Or you could say,
exactly.
D or whatever, put your own little wording.
Exactly.
We discovered him and make him small, you know, make the black ones pointing to him, make him small. Brother, on Tony and his own country, brother, you know, this sovereignty, brother, although, you know, there's this hassles with that, because United Kingdom, they have Welsh and the Wales, Scottish and Irish people there. I wonder, I think if they do have a voice, or they, the Irish Republic, to have, not just Northern Ireland, if they do have a parliament, if they're written in the constitution, they don't lose anything. But I wanted to know this, brother, even though that they have a voice, but you can bet your pot on dollar, and I feel like you're the C word, their sacred site, you know, in this country is different. You know, they can video any stuff here, not only just for mining, but I just hear you talk about Arnhem Land, your brother.
Yes.
They have a rocket base there, good rocket base, and Pine Gap, Arundel Land, I think it's the Pine Gap. And I was talking about somebody, the white fellows that they elected, Goffwood, and bugging me that they sacked him. And strategically, Australia got a lot more to offer, even though that that's when I said too about Murmu, you know, like it's good that it's more of a yes here, no here. People here got somebody, but with that somebody, it doesn't allow you to ask for help from, say, maybe China. And China, what was 72 delegation and 74 open trading with China when Chickie Dixon and Cheryl Buchanan and all of that. When I was there, because to McCassin and to McCassin, of course, traded sea cucumber with Chinese. So there's no guarantee that, you know, all around the world, the U.S., they violate other people's sovereignty. And even though that Australia has sovereignty, I mean, white sovereignty, they had American bases on Palm Island, too. So I think sovereignty means jack shit when it comes to U.S. They violate everybody's sovereignty. Just go to show, just for a peppercorn, they extended the lease for Pine Gap. Yeah, brother, and even though that little voice in Parliament is different to over there in the United Kingdom, they got their sacred site there, brother, but they can video the sacred site. If they want to mind, brother,
Thank you, my brother. And someone there getting it off his chest, that's what it's all about. Too Daily. Thank you, my brother. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, you mob. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. But 24/7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Thank you for your company, you mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon. Got the news coming up via NERS, National News Ready Service.